Welcome, intrepid listeners, to another episode of M-Pod, the very crossroads where the enigmatic shadows of mystery embrace the luminous beacon of science. In today's sojourn through the uncharted, we delve into a realm where whispers of the past merge with the echoes of the present, the captivating world of urban legends. These are not just tales, they are the modern folklore that stitches the fabric of our cultural tapestry, weaving threads of the inexplicable with the mundane, challenging the boundaries of our understanding. Amidst this tapestry, there lies a legend shrouded in the depths of the unknown that has captured the imagination of many and puzzled the minds of those who dare to look closer. A tale so compelling that it transcends the mere whispers in the dark and ventures into the realm of the inexplicable. This is the legend of Mel's Hole, a story that teeters on the edge of reality and the abyss of the unexplained. Join us as we embark on a journey to unravel the mystery of Mel's Hole, where the lines between myth and reality blur, and the quest for truth leads us down a path less traveled. Prepare to be enthralled, enlightened, and possibly perplexed as we dive deep into a legend that stands as a testament to the enduring allure of the unknown. Welcome to M-Pod, where the depths of mystery are only matched by the heights of our curiosity. Let the journey begin. The discovery. Nestled in the verdant embrace of rural Washington, on a seemingly innocuous parcel of land, our story begins with a man named Mel Waters. Mel, an ordinary individual with an extraordinary tale, found himself at the center of an enigma that would soon captivate the curious and the skeptical alike. The genesis of our tale traces back to a day much like any other, when Mel, wandering his expansive property, stumbled upon an anomaly that would forever alter the course of his quiet life. A hole, seemingly mundane at first glance, but as Mel would soon discover, this was no ordinary pit. This hole, veiled in the shadows of towering pines, exhibited peculiar characteristics that defied not just explanation, but imagination itself. As the tale unfolds, Mel recounts the initial bewilderment that washed over him. The hole appeared to be bottomless, swallowing anything and everything with an insatiable appetite, yet it emitted no sound, no echo of the objects that ventured into its abyss. The local lore among the elders spoke of the hole in hushed tones, suggesting it had been there for as long as memory served, yet its origins remained shrouded in mystery. Compelled by a mix of intrigue and trepidation, Mel embarked on a series of rudimentary experiments, each more baffling than the last. From weighted lines that found no bottom to objects that disappeared without a trace, the hole's enigmatic nature only deepened. Word of Mel's discovery soon spread, transforming the hole from a local curiosity into a subject of national intrigue. Skeptics and believers, scientists and seekers of the unknown, all were drawn to the mystery of Mel's Hole, each yearning to uncover the truth hidden within its depths. But as the legend of the hole grew, so too did the web of mysteries surrounding it. The hole, it seemed, was not merely a physical anomaly, but a portal to the unexplained, challenging our very understanding of the natural world. As the enigma of Mel's Hole unfolded, the peculiar characteristics of this abyssal phenomenon began to surface, each more bewildering than the last. The hole, a seemingly endless chasm carved into the earth, defied all conventional understanding of depth and physics. Initial attempts to gauge the depth of the hole were met with astonishment. Mel Waters, armed with fishing line and weighted hooks, embarked on a primitive yet determined endeavor to find the bottom. As the line descended, hundreds, then thousands of feet of line unfurled, yet no end was in sight. The depth of Mel's Hole, it appeared, was beyond measure, a bottomless pit that taunted the very limits of human comprehension. Beyond its unfathomable depth, The whole exhibited other curious characteristics. Objects cast into the void seemed to vanish without a trace, swallowed by the abyss without so much as a sound. Even more perplexing was the absence of an echo when shouts or sounds were directed into its depths, as if the hole absorbed not just matter, but sound itself. The temperature around the hole remained constant, unaffected by the changing seasons, adding to the aura of mystery that enveloped it. Some reports even suggested an ethereal glow emanating from the depths at night, casting an otherworldly light on the surrounding area. Driven by a blend of curiosity and disbelief, Mel and a growing contingent of intrigued locals and distant followers began a series of experiments to probe the mysteries of the hole. From mundane objects to sophisticated recording equipment, a variety of items were consigned to the depths, each yielding more questions than answers. One of the most telling experiments involved lowering a bucket of ice into the hole, expecting it to melt. Instead, the ice returned unchanged, prompting speculations of anomalous thermal properties or perhaps more fantastical theories of temporal or dimensional anomalies. Amidst these early investigations, tales of the hole's peculiar effects on animals and the local environment began to emerge, adding layers to the unfolding mystery. Dogs, it was said, refused to approach the hole, and birds seemed to avoid flying directly over it. As the legend of Mel's hole expanded, so too did the scrutiny it faced. The depth of the hole, its bizarre characteristics, and the results of these early experiments became the foundation upon which the mystery of Mel's hole was built. The mystery deepens. As the narrative of Mel's hole unfurled, it wasn't merely its inscrutable depth or the enigmatic characteristics that held the collective imagination captive. The hole became a nexus for a tapestry of unexplained phenomena, a catalogue of occurrences so strange they blurred the lines between reality and the realms of the otherworldly. Among the most unsettling phenomena were reports of peculiar emissions emanating from the hole. Witnesses spoke of an unseen energy, a form of radiation that defied detection, yet seemed to exert a profound effect on both the environment and the individuals who dared to venture too close. This unseen force was said to heal ailments in some, instilling a sense of profound well-being, while instigating inexplicable discomfort in others, as if the whole possessed a discerning consciousness. Animals, with their unspoken connection to the natural world, seemed particularly attuned to the hole's peculiarities. Dogs, often man's fearless companion, whimpered and retreated from its edge, while stories circulated of wildlife circumventing the area, as if an invisible barrier deterred their approach. This eerie aversion suggested an instinctual recognition of something fundamentally amiss. Another supernatural power of the hole was to awaken the dead, at least according to Mel himself. He claimed a neighbor had thrown his dead dog into the hole, and lo and behold, after a few days, Mel swore he saw the dog alive and well again. Perhaps among the most confounding of the reported phenomena were the temporal discrepancies. Objects and materials lowered into the abyss were sometimes retrieved with inexplicable alterations. A tale recounts a watch, secured to a line and lowered into the depths, returning with its time inexplicably altered, suggesting a possible warping of time itself within the hole's embrace. Echoing the hole's earlier refusal to return sound, some explorers recounted hearing faint, unidentifiable sounds emanating from the depths. These sounds, neither animal nor mechanical, seemed to resonate from an unseen source, further deepening the mystery. On rare occasions, individuals claimed to hear whispers or soft murmurs, as if the hole were communicating in an undecipherable language. One of the most widely circulated accounts involved Mel Waters himself, who allegedly lowered a live sheep into the hole, only to retrieve a lifeless, sealed carcass that exhibited bizarre, almost otherworldly properties. This incident, whether fact or fable, added a dark, almost sinister layer to the legend, suggesting the hole had capabilities beyond the mere physical. Each account, each strange event associated with Mel's hole, seemed to peel back the veil on a reality far more complex and unfathomable than previously imagined. The enigma of Mel's hole, with its aura of impenetrable mystery, beckoned the brave and the curious to attempt what seemed like the impossible, to measure its seemingly unfathomable depth. These endeavors, marked by a blend of scientific curiosity and human audacity, unfolded into tales that straddle the fine line between determination and the surreal. Among the most fervent attempts to quantify the abyss were efforts that involved miles of weighted lines, cables, and even specialized equipment, all deployed with the singular goal of touching the bottom. Yet each venture seemed to unravel into the same confounding conclusion. The depth was beyond reach. Lines that should have sufficed to plumb the depths of the deepest oceans found no resting place in Mel's hole, feeding into the lore of an endless descent. It's said he feed a line, or a bunch of connected lines, 8,000 feet, that is 24,000 meters, down the hole without reaching the bottom. The pursuit of the hole's secrets was not without its casualties, not in lives, but in the very tools humanity relies upon to tame the unknown. Cameras, sensors, and other sophisticated gadgets designed to withstand extreme conditions were lowered into the void, only to cease functioning or, in some instances, disappear entirely. The lost equipment became a testament to the hole's defiance of conventional exploration. Each piece a silent sentinel to the limits of human ingenuity and resolve. Intriguingly, some attempts to measure the hole's depth yielded more than just the frustration of endless descent. On occasion, equipment retrieved from the depths bore the marks of inexplicable phenomena, lenses clouded as if by exposure to unknown energies, recordings filled with static or enigmatic sounds, and instruments whose readings suggested fluctuations in environmental conditions not possible within the Earth's crust. One of the more peculiar incidents involved the use of magnetic tape, typically employed in geological surveys. When the tape was retrieved after its journey into the depths, it purportedly contained voices and sounds not recorded by the explorers, as if the hole itself had imprinted the tape with a message from the unknown. These attempts, each a chapter in the unfolding saga of Mel's Hole, became the stuff of legend, fueling discussions, debates, and theories. The endless depth and the lost equipment served not just as markers of human limitation, but as beacons, drawing together a community of skeptics, believers, scientists, and dreamers, all united in their quest for answers. The legend grows. As the whispers and rumors surrounding Mel's hole intertwined with the threads of reality, the legend found a powerful catalyst that would propel it from the shadowy fringes of local folklore into the luminous arena of national, even international, fascination. This catalyst was none other than the iconic Coast to Coast AM radio show, a nocturnal haven for tales of the paranormal, the unexplained, and the extraordinary. Coast to Coast AM, with its vast audience of night owls, truck drivers, and seekers of the mysterious, provided the perfect pulpit from which the tale of Mel's Hole could be sermonized. The radio show, known for delving into topics that mainstream media often shied away from, embraced Mel Waters and his incredible story, inviting him to share his experiences with an eager, captivated audience. When Mel Waters took to the airwaves, the narrative of the hole on his property transformed from a peculiar local oddity into a phenomenon that captured the imagination of millions. His vivid recounting of the hole's seemingly supernatural qualities, the failed attempts to measure its depth, and the strange phenomena associated with its presence resonated with listeners, igniting a wildfire of interest and speculation. The role of Art Bell, Art Bell, the charismatic host of Coast to Coast AM, adeptly navigated the fine line between skepticism and wonder, prompting Waters with questions that drew out the depth of the mystery. Bell's genuine interest and his ability to engage with both the fantastical and the scientific aspects of the story lent credibility and gravity to Waters' accounts, making the legend of Mel's Hole not just a tale to be dismissed, but a mystery to be pondered. The broadcast had a ripple effect, with listeners from diverse backgrounds and regions becoming engrossed in the saga of Mel's Hole. The story spread like wildfire across internet forums, chat rooms, and early social media platforms, each retelling adding layers to the legend. Enthusiasts and skeptics alike debated the veracity of Waters' claims, conducted their own investigations, and even ventured to find the hole themselves, though its exact location remained as elusive as the truth behind the stories. The attention from Coast to Coast AM not only popularized the legend of Mel's Hole, it immortalized it within the annals of modern American folklore. The show's platform allowed the story to transcend geographical and cultural boundaries, inviting a global audience to ponder the possibilities of what lies beyond the realm of the known. As the legend of Mel's Hole burgeoned under the limelight of national attention, Mel Waters' subsequent interviews and appearances further enriched the tapestry of tales surrounding the enigmatic chasm. With each telling, the lore expanded, weaving in new, even more fantastical elements that stretched the boundaries of the already incredible narrative. In one of the more astonishing additions to the lore, Waters spoke of encountering entities near the hole that were not of any known earthly species. Described as bioluminescent beings, these creatures purportedly emanated a soft, otherworldly glow, casting an ethereal light on their surroundings. Their presence, shrouded in as much mystery as the hole itself, suggested an ecosystem, or perhaps a dimension, that defied human understanding. Waters further claimed that the hole possessed the ability to influence the geography and environment around it in inexplicable ways. Tales of sudden, unnatural shifts in the landscape, plants that grew at an accelerated rate, and even the appearance of unfamiliar flora and fauna added layers to the mystery, suggesting that the hole was not merely a physical anomaly, but a rupture in the very fabric of reality. Perhaps one of the most intriguing twists in the expanding lore was Waters' revelation of a second hole, purportedly located in Nevada. This hole, similar in its enigmatic properties to the original, was said to be under the watchful eye of the federal government, adding a layer of conspiracy and intrigue to the legend. The existence of another such phenomenon hinted at a broader, more complex network of unexplained anomalies dotting the landscape. In his recountings, Waters also spoke of ancient artifacts retrieved from the vicinity of the hole, items that bore inscriptions and designs of no known human civilization. These artifacts, he suggested, were evidence of the hole's significance to beings or cultures that predated modern humanity, or perhaps even evidence of visitations from otherworldly travelers. Adding to the allure and mystery were Waters' claims of government intervention and secrecy surrounding the hole. Stories of black helicopters, unmarked vehicles, and encounters with individuals who sought to obscure the truth lent a conspiratorial edge to the legend, suggesting that the hole's secrets were of interest not just to the curious public, but to powers with the means to conceal its truths. Each additional tale and claim made by Mel Waters served to expand the lore of Mel's Hole, transforming it from a singular mystery into a multifaceted legend replete with elements of the paranormal, extraterrestrial, and supernatural. As the legend of Mel's Hole burgeoned, enveloping listeners and readers in its captivating embrace, the realm of science and skepticism began to cast its discerning eye over the fantastical claims. Geologists and experts in the field of earth sciences weighed in, offering insights grounded in the laws of physics and the known parameters of our planet's geology. Their perspectives provided a counterbalance to the tales of endless depths and unexplained phenomena, inviting a dialogue between the mysteries of folklore and the certainties of science. From a geological standpoint, the concept of a seemingly bottomless hole presents a conundrum. Earth's crust, varying in thickness from about 3 to 44 miles, 5 to 70 kilometers, eventually gives way to the molten mantle. Experts assert that a hole of the depth described in Mel's Holes legend would not only penetrate the crust, but delve into the high-pressure, high-temperature environment of the mantle, a scenario deemed implausible with current geological understanding. Geologists also point out the physical limitations inherent in the structure of the Earth. A hole of significant depth would contend with increasing pressure and temperature, factors that would make its existence increasingly unstable. The pressure at great depths would likely cause any such void to collapse under the weight of the overlying rock, making the existence of a stable, bottomless pit highly unlikely. The reports of sound being absorbed by the hole, presenting a lack of echo, sparked interest among acoustic scientists. They noted that while certain geological formations can indeed alter sound propagation, the complete absorption of sound without reflection would require very specific conditions not typically found in natural environments. Skeptics of the lost equipment tales propose rational explanations, suggesting that equipment failure could be attributed to the technical limitations of devices when subjected to the stress of extreme depths, such as pressure damage or signal interference. The idea of equipment simply vanishing or recording mysterious sounds is met with calls for empirical evidence and reproducible results. Some experts have drawn parallels between the descriptions of Mel's Hole and known geological features such as sinkholes or cavern systems. While these can indeed be deep and occasionally lead to extensive underground networks, they still fall short of the infinite depth and otherworldly characteristics attributed to Mel's Hole. Such natural formations also come with their own set of scientific explanations and are well-documented phenomena. As the legend of Mel's Hole captivated imaginations and spurred debates across forums, radio waves, and campfires, a determined contingent of skeptics and rationalists embarked on a quest not just to question the veracity of the tales, but to actively debunk them. This collective, armed with maps, public records, and a healthy dose of skepticism, sought to peel away the layers of mystery and expose the roots of the legend, the quest for physical evidence. Central to the skeptics' efforts was the search for tangible evidence of the hole's existence. Despite the detailed narratives and the vivid accounts of encounters with the hole, no concrete physical evidence or precise location has been presented. Skeptics argue that without a verifiable geographical point of reference, the hole remains a figment of folklore rather than a subject of scientific inquiry. Diving into county records and property maps, skeptics attempted to trace the ownership history of the land where Mel's Hole was purported to exist. Their findings often highlighted discrepancies and inconsistencies in the narrative, with no records to corroborate the ownership or the existence of such a hole on the property in question. This lack of documentary evidence casts a shadow of doubt over the foundational claims of the legend. Skeptical investigators also scrutinized the reliance on anecdotal evidence and first-hand accounts as the primary sources of information about Mel's Hole. They point out the human propensity for exaggeration, misinterpretation, and the effects of suggestion and groupthink, which can transform mundane occurrences into tales of the extraordinary. Determined debunkers have taken to the field, organizing expeditions to the area around Ellensburg, Washington, where the hole is said to be located. These endeavors, often documented with meticulous detail, have yet to yield any discovery resembling the descriptions of Mel's hole. The absence of any physical landmark matching the hole's supposed characteristics further fuels skepticism. Well, this is the end of the first part of this incredible story. As I have said before, I prefer keeping the M-Pods episodes to around 30 minutes, so stay tuned for part 2, coming soon. Thanks ever so much for listening to the M-Pod. I hope you like it. And if you do, spread the word to your friends. This episode was researched and written by me, Magnus. Check out this episode's information for more links and also ways to get in contact with me. And remember this. Did you ever hear the joke about the three holes in the ground? Well, well, well.